5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's a little windier than it seemed. Okay, this is going to be a weird one. Bear with me. The current time is 19:30 UTC. That means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I have just left my house, walking out of my garage. You heard the garage door open and close. I'm walking. Why have I come outside today? It is hot. Oh God, yeah, it's a little bit, woo, daddy, in the direct sun. Kind of a problem here. All right, here's what you need to know. I sort of had a rough night, and I didn't sleep too well until about 5 a.m. And shortly after 5 a.m., I fell asleep. And I think I slept straight through until noon. Well, it wasn't really noon. It was slightly before, but then I laid there for a while going, guh, guh, guh. Then I had to get up. Why? Because I think I actually slept too good. I slept too well. I slept too dead to the universe. And that has given me a problem. It's given me some neck problems and some back problems and et cetera, et cetera. So usually the thing I need to do is to go outside and walk. And walk that off. So that's what we're trying to do. The problem is, it's pretty hot today. And it's getting warmer, but it's not deadly hot right now. It's just horribly, horribly hot for me. Not for you. For normal people, this is just a lovely day. It's 30 degrees and climbing. So the plan here is to just walk around the block really quick. Try to loosen myself up. And while we're at it, we're going to have diurnal bun patrol. That's right, we're going to look for some bunnies during the daytime. Because the last few days, every time I drive to the store or I drive down to the creek, you know, I got to drive through my neighborhood and then there's rabbits everywhere. Every time I go out, I see 3 to 6 rabbits. Now, it's true that I'm usually not going out until, well, no, it's not entirely. I'm looking around. I'm halfway around the block already. I don't see any rabbits. Where's my bunnies? Man, a couple days ago, well, I don't remember what I was doing. I think, was that the night that I went down to the creek? Maybe. Man, there was rabbits everywhere. And on that street that I have to drive down to get down to the creek, what is that? Taylor or I don't know. You got to be careful because it looks like buns are going to go darting across the street at any time, and sometimes they do. And so you got to drive with your foot on the brake. Here's my favorite neighborhood cactus. I'm walking by it right now. Hey. Okay. Oh, I got the heat on me. I got the sun on my shoulders. Is my neck and shoulders starting to feel better? Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little. But I'm also heating up and walking uphill. So there's a lot of physical strain going on here. And I'm starting to feel it. Ow. Anyway, we're almost at the top of the hill, which means pretty soon we can cut through the greatest liminal space ever. Public liminal space. There's this funny path. Well, we're coming up on it here. See, this street comes up this hill and then it rolls off 90 degrees and it turns right. And we've talked about this liminal spot. Oh, these bushes are overgrown. I gotta walk in the street. Oh. Oh boy. Yeah. It's time for our little Tobster to return to his native habitat. The air-conditioned basement. All right, here we go. Here's my little liminal path. So here on the sidewalk bends around and goes down the street, but you can turn left right here and walk, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 meters, 5.5 meters, and now you're in the church parking lot. And it's windy. It's a little breezy up here, but I'm standing in the shade. I'm letting this cool air hit me before I have to cross this blacktop parking lot, which we're gonna do in 3, 2, 1, hit it. Boom, back out into the sun. Come on, sun, work your magic on my shoulders and my neck. There's not much going on at the church today. We got 2 cars in the parking lot. One is, I think, a janitorial service. There's a guy taking out the trash over there, too. And then there's another car parked over and under a tree. Now, this is somebody who lives in the neighborhood who's just parking here. Wow. Yeah, heating up. It is more than 30 degrees. It is. It's kind of hard to tell. Yeah, you know, we're talking 32 and heading upward. Crossing. What's that unusual sound I'm hearing up here? Oh, it's somebody working in their garage with an air compressor. Okay. I thought I was being attacked by a giant snake somewhere. All I could hear was this weird hissing. And I started getting excited. Yeah, I'm gonna get attacked by a snake again. No, just an air compressor. Oh no, somebody's not working in the garage. This open garage door is just a trick. Somebody's painting behind there. Okay. So as we get back onto the sidewalk, heading back down to my house, we walk by, first, the little free library. Second, the little free pantry with a box of Cheerios in it and some plates. Yeah, and that reminds me, I've got like 2 books that I was going to bring up here. They're sitting on my floor right next to the door. I should have grabbed them. I wasn't thinking. Oh boy. Okay, so I'm still walking past the church lawn. And this is where I've been seeing boatloads and boatloads of rabbits lately. But are there any out right now? No. Where the hell are all the bunnies? I don't see any. Where? Is that? No, that is not one. Okay, so not a lot of rabbits today. Kind of surprised. Maybe I need to be in my car to see them, because I only see them when I'm driving. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. All right. Is my shoulder better? Maybe. It feels a little bit better. All right, I'm walking by the house that had the hay bales out in their lawn for Halloween last year. The hay bales are still here. The hay bales are not looking so good. Whoa, yada jing jang. I'm getting some sun directly in the face. Okay, well this will be good for my vitamin D production. At least I have a feeling I'm always short on vitamins. Speaking of which, now I want to eat a salad, but I don't have any lettuce. Do I need to go to the store today? I don't really have to. I could eat processed food for lunch today. I might do that just to stay indoors. All right. Walking by Dewey's house. Interesting things happening in the driveway. All right, now we're walking by Shannon's house. What are these guys doing today? I don't hear the kids playing in the back or anything. Now we're finally under the shade. As I approach my house and its shadiness. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. There is a lot of sun blockage. And it is also shady in the sense that it's, you know, dubious. Because, oh my god. There's wild cannabis plants growing in front of my door that are as tall as I am. Oh, god damn it, I gotta... Gonna have to trim those down. Well, my yard just looks absolutely horrible. This is why I'm the embarrassment of the neighborhood. This is why my neighbors are knocking on my door and ringing my bell every day saying, hey, leaving little notes. Don't you think you could do something about it? Yeah. All right, let's get inside. Oh, daddy, yeah, into my garage. Close the garage door. And back into my house where my cat is looking out the window. Hi, baby, what you doing? And she came to meet me. Hello! And she sees the microphone, so she won't talk. Do you want to talk in the microphone and be radio kitty? Be radio kitty. Say hi. So much for radio kitty. Guess that means we're going to the music.
Beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef rag.
Thank you. awesome. A little Alan Hawkshaw there with his song Girl in a Sports Car. And I have to admit, whenever I hear that song, I'm taken back to 1964, and I'm standing there in the Basingstoke roundabout. No, did the Basingstoke roundabout exist in 1964? Okay, so there I am, standing on the side of the M4, when I see a girl with her hair tied up in a scarf, and she's wearing dark teardrop-shaped sunglasses, and she's driving a Frog Eye Sprite, doing, 60 miles an hour down the M4. Bram! Jeez. Yeah, so anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm in good shape. I knew that it was going to be tricky going outside today. But I thought, if we just take the short way around the block, we'll probably be good. And yeah, I'm good. I got a little cholinergic urticaria, but I got home and the first thing I did was pop some pills and pour some iced tea. So yeah, I got that lovely cold Jade Jaguanyin going for me. Now you might be asking, yeah, but did it help your neck any, your shoulders, your back? But yeah, I think it did. I also took some analgesics, or at least a muscle relaxant. What did I take? Oh yeah. So hopefully, this is the first time I've taken any analgesic or any type of pills in months. That's good. That means my tolerance will be down. Nice and low, so the medicine will be very effective. Yay. So what are we going to do right now? Right now, I got to crack open this game. Yes, I have a new game. And if you were listening to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware of how I acquired this game. This game came all the way from Australia via Germany, and I got it from my friends and fellow SDFers and longtime Dubious Goals Committee enthusiasts, Mr. and Mrs. Solderpunk. Solderpunk, so awesome. And I'm still, 8 years later? Just so jealous of that name, Solderpunk. How did I not think of that ever? So great. So great. Anyway. So I've cracked this game open. This is a card game. It consists of a deck of 72 cards and a set of instructions. And last night, I opened this up and I started perusing the instructions on how to play because I was curious as to the game mechanics, because there was no indication of what those game mechanics could be on the outside of the box. So, this is kind of funny. I'll sort of reenact what I did yesterday. So I open it up and I'm looking at the first page. And it says, follow these steps for the first quarter. Now this is a footy-based game. And when I say footy, I mean the game that we call Australian Rules Football in America. Oh, hi, Pippa. Now Pippa's standing on the instructions. I'm trying to read that. Okay, thank you. That's a good baby. It's a good bit. Now she's mad that I pushed her away and she wants to chew on some wires. Don't chew on the wires, please. Oh my God. Right, so last night, the instructions are just basically on a single sheet of paper. In large type, both sides, lots of pictures. There's not a lot to the game. So I'm reading the instructions, and it says, deal the cards, pick up the cards, throw away and replace some cards, play 5 cards, collect the cards, count scores up, and shuffle, and lather, rinse, and repeat. I thought, oh, okay, so this is an interesting mechanic. It's basically, you know, Peppa, no, thank you, don't stand on it. I'm trying to read it. Thank you. You can sit right here. This is a good place for a kitty. Right? Okay, fine, this is getting moved. Okay, maybe we're not going to do this today because suddenly the cat is being... You're being disruptive. Kitties are being disruptive. So I recognize the mechanic of this game. It's like, okay, draw cards, constant hand, play all at once, blah, blah, blah. And I started realizing there's kind of a problem with this, isn't there? And I keep reading to make sure maybe I'm just not thinking about this properly or whatever. So I can move on to the next little section, how to score. In each quarter, try to score a lot of goals. Okay. That's good advice. But, you know, I would say that's probably true for most games. You know, try to get as many points as possible. Okay, so it says there's two ways to score. The value of each card in the hand. Okay, so this gets a little complex, but, you know, basically you get 6 points for the 6-point cards, 2 points for the 2-point cards, 1 point for the 1-point cards, and zero for the... Yeah, okay. But then there's little combinations. Like, if you get three of the same suit 1-point cards, you don't get 3 points. No, you get 12 points. I'm like, okay, that's interesting, but we're running into a problem here. And then it goes on to then, Peppa, what... Do you need some attention? God, the cat is driving me crazy. You're being a bingins. Yes, you're a kitty. And so then on the third page of the rules, it's just sort of outlines the deck. And then I'm thinking, no, this is a problem because here's what's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. You have a saddle point. Blah, blah, blah. Nah, nah, nah. And then I get to the last page. Feud cards. Play a feud card in your 5-card hand to unleash a devastating effect. Wow. And if there's one thing I do love to do in life, it is to unleash devastating effects. Isn't that right, Peppa? You like to unleash fluffy effects. That's why there's so much damn cat hair right here. Right, so, yeah, there's 4 of these feud cards. Tackle, sharpshooter, full forward, and full back. And they all do special things. And if they all get played simultaneously in a hand by, you know, different players, then there's a ranking order. And I said to myself, okay, here's where the game gets good. Because these feud cards allow you to, 1, take cards from other players, 2, turn all your behinds into goals. And that might not make any sense to my American listeners or my European listeners or any other listeners in the world who don't play Australian rules football, but behinds and goals, those are the ways you score. A behind is worth 1 point because you kicked the ball and it went behind the goal, not in the goal, so you only get 1 point. And then, of course, there's goals, and that's when you kick the ball between the two poles in the ground. Boom, 6 points. So if you have this card, the sharpshooter card, it turns all your 1-point cards into 6-point cards. Yeah, nice. Then there's the full forward card that doubles all your goals scored for the quarter. Nice. Then you have fullback, which takes 12 points off any opponent's score. Oh, nice. Nice, nice, nice. I love it. We'll call it the Andrew Mertens card. Wait. I was going to say, we'll call it the Andrew Mertens card because Andrew Mertens is the greatest fullback ever. And then I remembered, oh, yeah. Andrew Mertens didn't play AFL. He doesn't play Australian rules football. Andrew Mertens played rugby. Rugby Union, and he's New Zealand. He played for the All Blacks. He's not Australian. And then I said, okay, well, how about we call it Zin Zanbrook, greatest fullback of all. Oh yeah, that's right. He's also a Kiwi who played rugby for the All Blacks. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Tub. Don't you know any famous footy players? maybe. You're going to have to give me some time to think about that. Because I haven't seen any footy in a while. Actually, I saw footy about 2 weeks ago. Hey, is there any footy on tonight? Usually it's on Saturday nights where I live. And it's on in the middle of the night. Because it's live from Australia. And so it has to be on in the middle of the night where I live. Because, see, in Australia, it's winter right now. And everybody knows it's dark in the winter. It gets dark early. Good science, Tobe. Good science.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
No. Bernino.
And who are you?
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
Oh, Riff Randall. You wacky rock and roller, you. Oh, not enough rock and rollers. Yeah, and certain cows agree with me. Whatever happened to rock and roll? Yeah, I don't know either. I could sit here and have conversations with the cows all day. But I'm too busy drinking iced tea. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Okay, but something I should tell you is that tonight, almost 7 hours from now, 7 hours, 2.5 minutes from now, guess what's going to be on and on radio? If you guessed Synth Battle Royale, you are correct. That's right. Synth Battle starts in just a little over 7 hours from now. So be sure you do not move from your seat and listen to Anon Radio for the next 7 hours. Or you could do stuff and come back in 7 hours to listen to Synth Battle Royale. What is Synth Battle Royale? Synth Battle is basically just a live improvisational concert of synthesizers. People just sign up a few minutes before an order is assigned, and then we all stream our improvisational synthemosizer music. It's pretty fun. It's not really much of a battle. It's just sort of a comedic fun thing, and we all get to jam and play with our synths. So tune in for that tonight. That's at 300 UTC. Or 10 p.m. American Central Time. I should also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And my name's Tobe, and I gotta go get ready.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.